You know, I guess it'd be trite to say that gaming is a big business, but gaming is a really big business. I mean, Tuesday morning we watched Glu Mobile go up 35% because Electronic Arts is going to buy them out for $2.1 billion. And then it was just the other day, this Frisco-based Gearbox Entertainment being acquired by a Swedish game company for $1.3 billion. It is a very big business and a successful business, just relocated here late last year from Miami. It's called ShopWorks. The CEO is Alejandro Laplana, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
This business is just, I don't think there's any end in sight to the growth in this business. Tell me about ShopWorks. You started out as, you didn't start out building games, did you?
No. We basically, we did and we didn't. So we started off as a technology services company. So what we did was we worked with a lot of sporting properties. So we worked with players, teams. We were taking them mobile first. We benchmarked all the top performing features from social media and added, you know, very, very basic games in order to generate engagement, bring sponsors. We got very good at the data collection side of the business, but we would do it to enhance the fan experience, not to kind of broker it out the way other companies that I won't name do. And as a result of that, we used those proceeds to really build out a venture studio where we would trade in-kind services for equity in companies. So to date, we have about 300 full-time employees and 30 portfolio companies, everywhere from VR, AR, fintech, blockchain, anything you can imagine. But we've pivoted post-COVID very heavily into gaming. We found that with platforms like Skillz, you can have, you can turn games from games of chance to games of skill and actually be able to, quote unquote, gamble legally, which it's really just competing with the stake.
Yeah, I saw you brought one out with poker the other day.
We did. It's called High Speed Hands. It's a game that we launched quite successfully in the Skillz platform. In addition to that, we have games with the NFL where we just now with the Super Bowl with the Buccaneers, we gamified that whole experience as a second screen, and we're able to donate a lot of money to the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation, to the Bruce Arians Foundation, among many others.
So on the one hand, you're developing games. On the other hand, you've got a portfolio of 30 companies, and you sit back to see if Electronic Arts is going to buy them out for $2.1 billion. That's pretty good job.
Thank you so much. Well, hopefully. I mean, but at this stage, to be totally honest with you, we're not even looking to have our companies acquired. I mean, ShopWorks is the holding company, but for the most part, we want to see these companies through to IPO. We really just want to take them to the next level ourselves.
So what brought you here from Miami? I mean, we're glad you're here. But I mean, you're not even quite unpacked yet. You're fairly fresh relocation. Why here?
Well, I was originally actually in New York City, and then I moved to Miami incidentally as a result of COVID. Now, I already had infrastructure in Miami, and I moved to Miami when I first moved to the United States. So naturally, I've always had a base there. However, I was on a layover in Dallas. I kind of tapped into the local network, the local business community, traveled to Austin, traveled to Houston, and really found an interesting niche now that New York is practically, it's just impossible to do business there. So I put New York City on standby, and we didn't really close any offices, but we doubled down and established our headquarters in Dallas.
Well, you could be either of those places in 2.5 hours. That's the other nice thing about being here as a center of the country. But I noticed it, beyond the games, you're also working in blockchain, which seems to be in financial technology, fintech, which is with two of the hottest areas out there. Talk about those endeavors.
Yeah, absolutely. So in fintech, we do a lot of work, particularly as it pertains to the blockchain. So, you know, to full disclosure, we don't, trade Bitcoin. I don't really talk about Bitcoin or Ethereum. What we do is we build solutions around smart contracts and the blockchain technology. So one of our partners, Kinesis, we were able to build out a digital representation of gold on the Stellar blockchain, paired one-to-one. We do it with silver and we do it with emeralds as well. So that's one solution that we do, and that's that was
I'm with you on a level, but what, so why do I want to do that? Does that mean I can pay for something in silver or bitcoins or emeralds?
You could, well these are, imagine a, like, if you could have gold one-to-one on your wallet, create a monetary system and actually exchange it, so trade in gold, not bitcoin, in gold. That's what we're doing.
Well, that's a universal currency, and that, you know, that was the original, the original way Bitcoin was sold to me, which I liked, is that I can, you know, I don't have to worry about exchanging something into euros or yen or drachma or something like that. There's a universal currency.
Right, precisely. So there, it's basically a volatility hedge. I mean, I really, you know, I'm going to reserve my opinions on Bitcoin, but I do think that gold has been around for, you know, a couple thousand years, and it's just a question of giving it mass adoption, right? Being able to actually create a monetary system around it. That's what I think is very interesting. Now, to your original point, we also have another solution called CryptoBucks, where we are able to, you know, convert fiat to crypto. You know, we have all the major crypto pairs, and we do that quite effectively with merchants and with individual users.
So how many... I can't get inside your mind. How many things are you working on simultaneously?
Well, we're working on quite a few things simultaneously, but the good thing is that we have the teams in order to support such a wide scope of projects. So we're blessed that we have a very capable infrastructure of developers, designers, project managers, product managers, and we also partner with some incredibly gifted and innovative people. So what we like to do is put the business first and then add the technology and grow together.
How do you, this is, it's not like you do this very well, but this is a crowded field. How do you get noticed? I noticed you've done business with, you know, Fox Sports and Real Madrid and the United Kingdom government. How do you get visibility?
So initially, well, now we are starting to kind of broadcast what we do. We, you know, we were recently featured in outlets like Bloomberg, Morningstar, Yahoo Finance, Associated Press, among others. But it all started, believe it or not, through word of mouth. So our clients, our partners, are our biggest evangelists. And as a result of that, we've been able to kind of grow organically the way we have.
Have you always done this, you personally? How did you start? What did you study in school to end up doing this?
Well, honestly enough, I was an economics major, and then I went to NYU Business. So I actually, it's interesting because I'm not an engineer by training. Now, obviously, after all these years, I've had to, you know, teach myself some of the more technical aspects of the business. But I think, you know, I just like creative business models and right, kind of amalgamating them all into something that is unique and can drive a lot of value for many people, that can generate wealth, employment, and in many ways just kind of make the world more productive.
It's outstanding, and you've done a good job. Let me just ask you, as a layman, if you have some time on your hands, would you consider putting together sort of a dictionary of jargon? Because the people that you're working with speak in a language that sometimes I just don't understand.
I agree 100%. I do, like, one thing that we do, that we are very focused on this year within our content strategy is really making things as accessible to, you know, a non-technical person, because every field has its own jargon, its own kind of domain spiel, for lack of a better word. But I kind of hate that, to be honest. I mean, it's necessary within professional circles and very specific exercises. But my objective is for any layperson to understand what I do. And if I can't render that, then I'm doing something wrong.
Well, I know you do it in practice, but if you could put it in black and white, you've got a bestseller. I tell you, it's going to be fun. Again, welcome to the area. It's really nice to have you here. Sound like you do fascinating things. It'll be fun to see what you do with Shockworks. Alejandro Laplan is the CEO. It's good to have you with us. I look forward to the next time.
Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on your platform.
Thanks. And for more of our conversation with Mr. Laplan, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.